to build a balanced personality. A balanced personality, alhamdulillah. A lot of people, you know, they love to go overboard in psychology and these type of things. Islam, alhamdulillah, a person who implements the kitab and the sunnah with the understanding of the salaf, they will have a balanced personality. They will be balanced and they will escape a lot of the psychological and mental illnesses that exist in society today. From what? Aqeedah. From aqeedah. Naam. A lot of the mental issues and the psychological problems that exist today are spiritual sicknesses. Naam. You cannot deal with that with a tablet. An antidepressant tablet will not deal with that. Naam. Sahih, ya ikhwan. Naam. Some people, naam, they have mental illnesses. They have schizophrenia and the like of these things. We're not talking about that. We're talking about sometimes a feeling that people get during difficult times, hard times, lonely times, that every one of us may go through it. Every one of us is going to experience joy and sadness, happiness and pleasure. Naam, anxiety. We're all going to experience that. But how do we get through it? Aqeedah sahiha, the correct creed. Not an antidepressant. Not oxycodone. Not sleeping tablets. These are not remedies for these problems. That is why, because this is a fact. When I say this is not the remedy, I say again. According to the kuffar, you know, the non-Muslims, obviously, when they research things, they do statistics. And they have reliable, for example, bodies who gather statistics from all around the world, and they analyze this data. They even admit, like I said, according to the World Health Organization, they said that the rich countries are more miserable and they suffer from more depression than poor countries. It's a fact. Meaning, rich countries, Europe, America, and so on and so forth, there's more depression in these countries than in poor countries. Now, a person in Africa with only that which he has to suffice him for the day, if he has iman, that person is going to be happy, ikhwan. Al-iman billahi azza wa jal. Somebody living in a land of affluence, he may be a millionaire, but he's spiritually, he has to go to a psychiatrist, he has to sit in front of them, tell him about his marital problems, his problems with his kids, everything, and he still doesn't feel better. All he's done is expose all of his secrets. Naam. But this is important, ikhwan, because this aqidah makes someone balanced. And I mentioned this, ikhwan, because here, when you go to doctors, they try and give children, they try and give adults so many drugs. And they try and give adults, and again, أتكلم من خبر, من خبرة. I'm speaking based upon experience. وَلَّا الْحَمْدُ الْمِنَّةِ Upon experience where I've studied this. And I know the drugs that they use. I know the way that these drugs use. The mechanisms, how they work. I know when they prescribe them, the side effects. That was, for example, a pharmacist. He has to specialize in these things, even more than a doctor. A doctor, naam, he may be a'lam in terms of, you know, actually applying that medicine, but in terms of the drugs, the pharmacist is a'lam minhu, especially if he has a no'am and a takhassus. These drugs, when they try and give your children drugs, when they try and give you drugs to treat something which is a marad nafsi, maybe due to, for example, a lack of salah, a lack of dhikr, naam, be very cautious. Always get a second opinion. Tafaddal. Naam, sahih, bila shak. Naam, bila shak. Even Sheikh Muhammad Aman al-Jami, he said, لا تسأل طبيبا. He says, don't ask the medical doctor. He said, you need to ask the scholars. If somebody feels that they're not happy, if somebody feels they're not happy, and ikhwan, alhamdulillah, I'll stop the lesson here. We'll continue with this, in the next dose. But it relates to what we're going through, but it's off topic a little bit. Naam. If somebody's not happy, Sheikh Muhammad Aman al-Jami mentions, he says, don't ask a medical doctor. Meaning you need to ask the ulama. You need to ask the scholars. Because they are the ones who are able to treat these illnesses. And the Shaykh Ibn al-Qayyim, he talks again, alhamdulillah, the book where he talks about how to achieve happiness. Shaykh Muhammad Aman al-Jami, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions that Ibn al-Qayyim, he lists numbers of things which will allow a person to achieve happiness. From them, obviously we said tawheed, na'am, ilm, knowledge, iman, the light of iman. He says generosity, meaning being generous with your wealth, generous with your assistance, removing from your heart any evil qualities. That's important, ikhwan. You know, some people, they're miserable. They walk around miserable. And they, you know, they're upset with the world. It's like, you know, me against the world, even against their brothers. Well, iyadu billah, may Allah protect us from that, each and every one of us. And they're constricted. You know, they're constricted. They feel like they're in a prison, meaning their heart's in a prison. Naam, Ibn al-Qayyim also, he mentions, you have to, in order to be happy, you have to rid your heart from all wicked, dispraiseworthy qualities. Hating your brothers. Wanting your brothers to be, yani, fall. You're going to fall. Wal-iyadu billah. These are things, like I said, if we're unhappy, if we're miserable, there's books for this. Like I said, books of aqeed, books of tawheed. Sheikh Muhammad Aman says there are books specifically written for these things that we need to go and study, that we need to read. And he says it's upon us, as yani, students of knowledge, upon us, alhamdulillah, as Muslims trying to, you know, live our lives and raise our families upon al-Islam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla allow us to do that and pardon us for our shortcomings and rectify all of our affairs. Na'am, he said that there are books, like, and he mentions Madarij al-Salikin of Ibn al-Qayyim, Ad-Dawa al-Dawa, The Sickness and the Cure. He mentions Tariq al-Hijratain. He mentions a number of the books of Ibn al-Qayyim, specifically that deal with what? Sicknesses and the cure. You know, happiness and misery. Calling to happiness, warning against misery. Na'am. And inshallah ta'ala, we should all try and read these books, and we should all try and benefit from them. Barakallahu feekum. Otherwise, we're going to be walking around miserable, angry with the world. Na'am. And when we're amongst our brothers, alhamdulillah, we should be happy with one another. We love one another for khair. We want good for one another. Even the kafir in the street. That's how sick some people are, ikhwan. Na'am. When they deal with their brothers, hatta min ahli sunnah. Na'am. Ya'ani, qad yanwi lahu sharra. Even al-mu'allimi rahimahullah mentions, even the kafir, we want that Allah Azza wa Jal guides them. Tell Islam. Na'am, nubghidhum lillahi Azza wa Jal. Bila shak. But we want that Allah Azza wa Jal guides them, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na'am. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said in the hadith, when he was offered, na'am, for the angels of the mountains to destroy the... Fadli ya Yusuf. Na'am. Sahih, na'am. Ahsan, bila shak, na'am. No, they make you lethargic, obviously. Na'am. And like, that's one of the side effects, suicidal thoughts. Na'am. One of the side effects from a lot of the medications that they prescribe for depression is suicidal thoughts. Naam. And that's why the pharmaceutical companies, they have to write that on the you know, the tablets, meaning the bottle or the packaging. Why? Because if somebody jumps off a building, then they're going to be sued. So they put it right there for you to see. Side effects are, you know, suicidal thoughts and so on and so forth. Naam. I mean, my first advice would be, the brother asked, what advice would I give to somebody that wanted to seek advice or counsel from a therapist in order to treat depression according to, for example, you know, Western sciences? Firstly, I would advise them to practice that which and learn about and practice what has been legislated. Ikhwan, like when a person experiences depression, have we exhausted, and like I said, this is for all of us, no one is exempt from this. If a person is miserable, have we exhausted everything that is legislated? وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَةِ. Seek aid through the prayer and patience. How many people, if they're depressed, how many of them wake up in the middle of the night and pray? How many, if somebody is depressed, how many of them, you know, go out of their way to do extra, to fast? How many of them go out of their way to give more charity? If somebody is depressed, how many of them go out of their way to do, yani, to make the dhikr of Allah? How many of them say, okay, well, I'm depressed, I'm going to make sure that I stick to my dhikr from the time I wake up all the way until I go to sleep. I'm not going to miss any of the adhkar which are mashru'a, legislated. How many people practice that and have tried it before they go to the therapist? I'm not saying if you need the advice of a medical doctor, that's one thing. But at least try what has been legislated. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنَّ الْقُلُوبِ. Allah says it in the Quran, with the remembrance of Allah, the hearts, they become content.
Allah said it in the book. With the remembrance of Allah, the hearts, they become content. Like we said, a lot of the depression that exists today is because people have moved away from the Sharia of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, from the legislation of Allah. And Allah tells us in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Whoever turns away from my remembrance, they will have a miserable life. Naam. Whoever turns away from my remembrance, they will have a miserable life. Shirk. The most miserable of the people are those who are upon shirk. Naam. The most miserable of the people are those who are never satisfied with the decree of Allah. They're going to be miserable. What the Prophet ﷺ advised us, he directed us. Don't look at the one who is superior to you. Look at the one who is inferior to you. Naam. Even that. You know, somebody, look at the one who is inferior. There's always somebody in a worse situation than you. Naam. So like I said, what we need to do as Muslims, alhamdulillah, we need to, alhamdulillah, we need to implement the kitab and the sunnah. Because Allah tells us, when people forget about Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will make them forget about their own selves. When they forget about Allah, Allah will make them forget about their own selves. Naam. And if you look at the society, the way that it's built, yani, non-Muslim societies, which is not based upon the kitab and the sunnah, you find that a lot of the spiritual, yani the psychological problems, is because of the ill shirk. Naam, bid'ah, ma'asi, and so on and so forth. Naam. Somebody listening to music, that rap music, which is no doubt, it's the devil's, yani it's the call of the devil, they're going to be depressed. Of course. They're going to be depressed. You're wondering why, a person wondering why they're depressed and all they listen is to that filth? Naam. As Ibn al-Qayyim, he said that the music is the Quran of the devil. Naam. So like we said, Ikhwan, this is an issue in itself. Alhamdulillah, Abu Khadija, Jazallah Khair, Akhuna Al-Fadil, and Amjir Rafiq, Hafidhahum Allah Ta'ala, they've written about this, and they have articles on the internet. I advise the brothers to read about it with regards to, you know, over-usage of medication, and rather, as it relates to psychological illnesses, and trying to treat depression with what is based upon the kitab and the sunnah with the understanding of the salaf. Inshallah, if I have some time myself, bi'inillah, I'll try and write about it from a pharmaceutical point of view. Just to highlight, you know, some of the dangers of these medicines, but also some of the remedies in accordance to the kitab and the sunnah. Be very cautious in, you know, like I said, as a first point of call, just because your child runs around a bit more than other children, that you're going to drug him up and have him high. Be very cautious. Naam. I mean, no, high on drugs, but no doubt it's going to be lower morale. Naam. Yeah. Person of what? No doubt. The brother asked, you know, a person of the dunya, somebody who loves the dunya will be depressed all the time. No doubt. Ibn al-Qayyim, he mentions it. That's one of the signs. That he'll always be depressed. Because he always wants more. He's never satisfied with what he has. Whereas the believer, alhamdulillah, is always satisfied with whatever he has. Now, he works. That doesn't mean that he sits down and he begs the people. No. He works, but alhamdulillah, he's satisfied with whatever Allah decrees for him. Now, no doubt. من عقيدتنا that Islam is the solution for all of the problems. بلا شك. لا تحل مشاكل الدنيا. لا يحل مشاكل الدنيا إلا الإسلام. Nothing will solve the problems of the world except for the kitab and the sunnah. Except for Islam. Why? Because it's revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal. What everyone else is inventing, other than the kitab and the sunnah, is ideas of men. And ideas of men, they can change. Naam, and they change over time, as we can see. Naam, and ideas of men, if it's just a notion and something invented by themselves, it's deficient. No matter how intelligent they are. No matter how intelligent they are. Naam. Look. Einstein, okay, there are statements that he affirmed the existence of, you know, God. But at the same time, he didn't know who to worship. He was lost. So at the end, of no doubt, we believe that Islam is the solution for everything. Allah tells us in the Quran. Naam, al-yawma akmaltu lakum deena. Naam. A lot of them suffer from depression and mental illnesses. Because Shaykh al-Islam mentions it. A lot of the philosophers, they suffered from themselves. Why? Because they live their whole life upon confusion and theories. Whereas the Muslim, alhamdulillah, he lives upon yaqeen, certainty. Naam. That's why again, and like it's off topic, but it relates to this topic. Because it's about aqeedah, it's about manhaj, no doubt about it. With regards to a Muslim's happiness, the Muslim has to learn about the aqeedah. A must. When the Prophet ﷺ, when he taught Ibn Abbas, when Ibn Abbas was a young boy, what did he teach him? Aqeedah. احفظ الله يا غلام. Oh young boy, be mindful of Allah, Allah will protect you. Imagine raising your children on that. Be mindful of Allah, Allah will protect you. احفظ الله يحفظك. احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. If you be mindful of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jalla will be with you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. إذا سألت, if you ask, ask of Allah, توحيد. إذا استعنت, if you seek aid of Allah. نعم, know that the whole of mankind, if they were to gather against you to harm you, they would never be able to harm you unless Allah Azza wa Jalla written it for you. And know that the whole of mankind, if they were to gather together to benefit you, they would not be able to benefit you unless Allah Azza wa Jalla written it for you. Aqeedah. That child grows up being balanced. Naam. He's content. He's happy. He has aqeed, tawheed. Naam. Belief in the arkan al-iman, the pillars of iman. Naam. From them, the belief in the divine decree. That child grows up being balanced. A lot people wonder, why do we have so many psychological problems? If your child is brought up based on what? Just, give him a bag of chips and you say, just go out and do what you want to do. And he's in front of a box for like 24 hours. What do you think is going to happen to him? His brain's going to be fried. He's going to be, void of the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And he's going to be void of having any type of, fatana. So naam, like we said, inshallah, maybe this is a subject that we can write about. Inshallah, because in this time is something that is needed. And I advise you, read the work by Sheikh Muhammad Aman al-Jami, rahimahullah ta'ala, the explanation of the things, the keys to happiness. It's an excellent book. It's an excellent book that, alhamdulillah, is very beneficial. Likewise, read the other books that exist, which are out there, that deal with these things. Like I said, from the brothers, and primarily the scholars, when the brothers convey the scholars' words in these matters. Like I said, for us in the West, more so. Because in the Muslim lands, you don't find this level of, medication. You don't find it. You don't find it. Naam. And that's why even one of the reasons they say, again according to the non-Muslims, they say people in Africa, they have better recovery from depression and mental illness because, instead of just giving medication, the family support them and so on and so forth. And they try and give them a normal life. Even the non-Muslims recognize it. The solution here to anything when you feel low is to give tablets, give medication, give this, give that. Throw them in a mental institute and so on and so forth. No, the solution is learning about Tawheed, learning about Aqeedah. Let's start with that, implementing the Kitab and the Sunnah. Alhamdulillah. Jazakum Allah khair. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us success. Wa fiqna jami'an. Jazakum Allah khair. Wa barakallahu feekum. Wa akhir.